So we've had some questions come back about that last broadcast, about the infinite density of numbers and all of that. You know, the 2 infinity to infinity minus 2, yeah, being the ratio of cardinal numbers to ordinals. Okay, let's just go back slightly. What we said was that infinity was divided, remember? So what we have there is the concept of infinity over 2, which equals the number 1, which is the first cardinal step. So number 1 in the cardinals is number 2 as an operand. An operand is like a function by which something occurs. And because the number 2 then now holds a special place, or should we say 1 divided by 2, 1 being the cardinal number and 2 being the function. From this, what arises is the infinite set of ordinal numbers in a negative and positive state. However, what is missing from those, from the cardinals then, is the number 1, which is, because the ordinals appeared one step afterwards, is applicable to the cardinal numbers, 0. Because our cardinal numbers include the 1, 0, you could say that the cardinals and ordinals are offset by a function of 1. Because they are offset by 1, the addition of a or subtraction of a cardinal number at the end of an infinite number line reduces the cardinal number line and sets the number in that particular place in infinity. Therefore, the ordinal numbers, which order numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, when an ordinal from the infinite set is subtracted, we are subtracting from also the negative side automatically in the cardinal number space. Therefore, we can say infinity equals 0 plus or minus 1. Because when we plused 1 on the one of the cardinal numbers and minus 1 on the other side, we started to move the number line towards the negative and positive infinity in unity. And everything must happen in unity within infinity. When we turn that equation around and we subtract, we are shrinking the number line by exactly 1 number, and therefore calculating the number of units within that space, which we call the cardinal numbers. And the cardinal numbers are an infinite set that is ordered by the ordinal numbers through the function of plus minus 1. Therefore, when we look at the equation minus 2, what we're really looking at is the concept of plus minus 1 divided into the infinite space. So in other words, on one side of the infinite space there is a plus 1, and on the other side, which is on the negative side, which will take the number line back towards the 0, and on the other side there will be the function of negative 1, which will reduce the positive number cardinals and set back towards 0, and therefore define that number. That everything will then be ordered in space numerically up until that point. Therefore, when we see the infinity minus 2, we can understand that it is a combination of those two functions of cardinal numbers, because cardinal numbers is the first and the second. On the other hand, when we look at the 2 times infinity, we are looking at a spatial function. Space, yeah, comes with a positive and negative polarity, just as electrons come with negative and positive reality, negative and positive polarity, which in turn form the space in which we are experiencing, the number space. The space that we are experiencing can be go backwards and forwards, and therefore we need the number 2 in order to apply the concept of addition and subtraction to numbers. If we didn't have the number 2 there and it was just a single infinity, we wouldn't be able to move up and down the number line, and addition and subtraction would not exist. And that's where we call the dimension of duality arises in that way, from the division of infinity here, which is the first step. You see how it all works. And once we have those in place, that triangle, then the next thing that we can do is multiply. So I hope that clarifies the concept of 2 infinity ratio, to infinity minus 2, where on the left-hand side of that equation, we are dealing with the cardinal numbers. And on the right-hand side of that equation, we are dealing with the ordinal numbers. And what this does, it means that we have to define those ordinals and cardinals as being very particular in the infinite set, as they aren't defined in the current structure of mathematics. But when we do start to define it from that basis of time and space, then we find that we can arrive at the next set of geometric numbers, which is the transformation of those numbers through multiplication, addition, and all of the other things, the mathematical functions, which we say form something called the geometric numbers, which change the density of the infinities by opening up numerical space into the surfaces of two dimension and opening up into three dimensional space. These are geometric functions which expand the infinite towards the infinity of infinities of infinities of infinities. However, when we hit to the third dimension, we will find out that actually, because there are only five regular solids, whereas in say an infinite 2D space, an infinite number of regular two-dimensional shapes, what we find is that there is a limitation to number structure, and it is that limitation which then allows us to curb the infinite and place it into a space which we can begin to comprehend.